Hi, Jim Sutter with the U.S. Soybean Export Council, based in St. Louis.
Let's talk about exports of soybeans. It is actually a very good news story. So how have soybean exports been?
We are actually on, we're setting a very quick pace for U.S. soybean exports this year. The USDA projections for the total year, we've already achieved about 95% of that, with between actual sales that are on the books and shipments year to date. Our export pace will slow down as we move a little bit further on into the year, simply because our supply is running out and South American's crop is coming in. But the U.S. was called upon to fill the supply needs of the world over the last 6 months and has done a great job doing that.
Talk more about the consequences of the dry year of 2012 drought and what that's going to do to exports.
Well, unfortunately, the dry year, as we all know, limited the crop somewhat. The U.S. soybean crop was only down about 5% versus the previous year. So fortunately, some timely rains came at the end of the season, and we grew a better crop than we had initially feared would be grown. But if we had more beans available, we would have more of an export market available because global demand continues to grow and the market is basically taking all that we can produce at this point. As you know, the U.S. had poor moisture last year and the crop was down. Prior to that, the South American season, the South American crop, particularly in Argentina, was also down. So they had limited supplies to ship into the world market. So that's why when the U.S. crop became available in October of 2012, there was a lot of demand for our crop. So now we've, they shipped what they had. Now we've shipped what we have. Now the world will start to turn back to South America again, and the jury's still out in terms of how good their crop will be. We're hearing reports of Brazil in particular growing a pretty large crop. So I think our exports, because of our lack of supply, will drop off the second half of this shipping year. We look at sort of the shipping year from the 1st of September and then for the 12 months thereafter. We've had a great pace this first half of the year. The second half of the year will slow somewhat.
Whether it's a small crop or a large crop, the demand for soybeans overseas is huge. What drives that demand?
Well, if you think about a soybean, it really is it's a great crop because it fills a protein need and it fills an oil need. So the protein need is everything from basic livestock feed to advanced protein products that go into human diets. But the great thing, and really why we see this demand growth that you're asking about, is because people around the world want to have better diets. And fortunately, there's economic growth in many places around the world, especially in developing countries. And in a place like China, where they only started importing soybeans in 1994, their first imports, today they are the largest single importer in the world, and they're continuing to grow their market. And that is driven by real live demand in those markets. It's not that they're building stockpiles or building up reserves. It's that those soybeans are going into China and being turned into livestock feed, as well as cooking oil. But the livestock feed portion of it is feeding a growing livestock industry, producing pork and chicken to feed Chinese consumers who have a little more money in their pocket, who now want to improve their diets. And the other portion of a soybean, about 20% by weight, is the oil side. You know, and oil goes right along with it. If they want to have fried chicken, they need some oil to cook it with. So the soybean helps deliver both sides of that, the protein and the oil.
Demand from China is becoming very well known. Tell me about growth areas in exports.
Well, we continue to see growth in Latin America as a growth market for us. Other Southeast Asian destinations are growth markets. But I'd like to talk for just a second about an area that we've seen growth in this past year. Used to be a big market for the U.S., and that's particularly the EU. We used to have a big market share in the EU. It has really dropped off in the last few years as they've taken more South American imports there. But this year, because of the lack of South American imports, we've made inroads getting back into Europe the first 6 months of this shipping year. And I'm quite anxious to see how that retains a market for us, because I think some of those European consumers and users of soy products had gotten out of the habit of buying from the U.S. We've now got them back on U.S. product. We've been working hard. Our team in Europe has been working hard to make sure they're noticing the quality and the service that is coming with that U.S. product. So hopefully we'll hold on to some of those share gains. You know, when we run out of product and they have to turn to South America, That's a lost opportunity for a while, but hopefully they will have a much nearer memory of U.S. products and come back and buy some more from us soon. So we have growth in old markets that we're gaining back and growth in new markets around the world also.
We hear a lot about sustainability among soybean growers. How does that pertain to the export market?
Well, that's a great question. We are hearing more requests of how can we, and these are people in international markets, how can they tell their consumers that your U.S. soybeans are grown in a sustainable manner? And, you know, when we first started getting questions like that a couple of years ago, we would kind of say, well, of course they're grown sustainably. You know, everybody knows that. And we'd talk about U.S. agricultural practices and those kind of things. And we quickly learned that we needed some more data behind that. Fortunately, the United Soybean Board for many years has been collecting data, and as have many state soybean associations, QSSBs, working on putting very robust information together on the true sustainability of soy, how we have improved our efficiencies in growing soy in terms of the energy it takes, the topsoil that's lost, the inputs that are required, all of those sort of things. So we are working on a U.S. soy sustainability protocol. We'd earlier called it a pledge. We just changed the name to a protocol. And we are developing to go along with that an aggregate certification methodology. So international buyers of U.S. soy can know that the soy that they're buying is sustainable, with certification done by virtue of the farm programs that are utilized in this country for 95%+ of the soybeans that are grown. And there is a lot of certification, there's a lot of documentation that is done as producers participate in those farm programs. I certainly don't have to tell any producers about that. But that really gives a very robust set of data that can be utilized by the buyers around the world to assure them of the sustainability that they're desiring.